I take my shirt off. Work all day, hustle and pray. Got no way to go. Got to catch my sugar, my plantation sugar, my plantation sugar, my plantation sugar. Ah, plantain,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. This is the weekend review. We're going to start over in Germany. But before we do, fellas, how's everyone doing this weekend? I know y'all smiling. I know why, but how y'all doing?
It's just another win in the derby. I mean, it's whatever, you know. On an aggregate score of 8-2, I'll take that.
I just froze. I didn't hear any of that, but I presume it's about how the weekend is going, and I'm an Arsenal fan, so it went fantastically well. I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. Thanks to see both the ugly faces as well.
No, I mean, what happened to Tottenham fan hacked into our shit, so, you know. Yeah, so. Anyways, let's start.
Effort. That's a better effort than their team gave today, so, you know, good on him, whoever that is.
Or her.
Wants you, James Madison.
Let's talk about the Bundesliga. All the top six teams face each other this weekend. Leverkusen, they just, it's getting annoying now, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying in the sense that I don't care when teams take the lead against them, because I'm just like, can you just hurry up to get to the point where they equalize? We'll probably win the game. It's whatever. Like, I'd rather them just win the game or just not go behind, you know, by a couple of goals and shit. It's boring now. But yeah. Look, they're inevitable, man. I'm personally loving it because I know there's a lot of fume in some Bayern circles. Because, like, we won 11 in a row, but we've never done it unbeaten. It's like, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, at this point, I feel, I mean, like, every sport, every context, we're all helpless. We have our superstitions. We have the things we do to make the team play better from home. But when it comes to Leverkusen, I'm just minding my business now. I tried to hate on them the last 2 weeks. It didn't work. I'm just minding my business. We'll see where it all ends up. I think these assholes might do like an undefeated league plus treble, cup treble thing, like, which would be ridiculous. Like, yeah. Real Madrid is hiring Xabi tomorrow.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think their real juju plug is Boniface and his grandma. When his grandma came, that's when she installed it fresh from Niger. Oh. She came straight from Nigeria, and she's the plug. That's why.
And I feel like Granit Xhaka would take exception to that. Albanians got their own juju as well, you know, but, you know.
That's War Eagle. This isn't no what's it called either, Auburn. Do you guys think they're gonna win the Europa League and the Pokal?
I think so.
Both?
Yeah.
I mean, Pokal for sure. Who's left in the Europa League? They're playing Roma in the semis.
They got Roma. Yeah. They got Roma in the semis, and then they have if they beat Roma, they play Atalanta or Marseille.
Yeah, I see them winning.
Yeah, it's long for those other teams, man. Like, I like those teams. I like Atalanta. I like Roma.
Atalanta, if they play Atalanta in the final, that's probably the team that has the best chance of beating them, I think. Purely down from a coaching perspective. Yeah,
that sounds about right, Coach. I like that shout. But the better guess is that these assholes are about to do an undefeated league season plus treble.
I think that's great, man. Bayern can say they've never ever done that. That's fantastic.
Nah, man. What we really need to do is tell Pep, like, Pep, you haven't done that. You need to go back to Germany. Like, go there. Go cool, do your bullshit over there. I'm tired of that, nigga, man. He needs to go, man.
Leave us alone. The terrorism is enough. Bayern Munich and Frankfurt. Harry Kane got a double. It just is what it is at this point. I mean, Hugo Ekitte, his goal was really good. Mbappe's cast out. You know, Mbappe told him to go, and he went and scored a banger against Bayern Munich. So every touch of that goal was really good too. It was like every single facet of that goal was just amazing. Was. So good for the kid.
It was. I think Harry Kane is now needs 7 goals in 3 games to equal or beat Lewandowski's record. I actually wouldn't bet against him. I wouldn't bet against it.
I wouldn't bet against him, but I also wouldn't bet on it. Yeah. It's a lot of goals.
Yeah.
It's a
lot of goals. I mean, he literally might walk away with 4 goals in the next league game, but they won't because they're going to obviously rest in players for the next,
right,
for the return leg. So, yeah. But they were in full sort of, yeah, we're in Champions League mode. Like, Jamal Musiala didn't even make it to the Allianz. Like, they were like, we're not even going to take a risk. I know he had something before the game.
Yeah, he's carrying something, I think. I don't know exactly what, but they think he'll play.
Yeah, exactly. There was no risk at all. The back four, ironically, the back five was exactly the same back five that played against Arsenal. But yeah, apart from that, yeah, I saw Muller starting the game, bro. Just like, yeah, they're fully in CL mode, man.
You know, low key, and I hate to do this because I have very little respect for Thomas Tuchel, but the fact that he's managed to construct a solid defense that comprises of Eric Dier is something that impresses me. I'm sorry. Like, we all know where Eric Dier comes from. We know what kind of player he is. We know his name. We know the way he plays. And this man is a part of a solid defense that's in the semifinals of the Champions League. Mm. That's not so bad. Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, I can't wait till Vinny gets his hands on him. That's all I'll say. So.
I can see in his eyes. He's just like, I want Vinny.
When I'm through with you, oh my God, you will see.
So, real quick on that Hugo Ekitike goal. Like, I think it's the nicest compliment ever to Manuel Neuer that every touch of that goal basically had to be perfect to beat him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like,
that motherfucker is so good. He's so big. So you guys know who Neuer is. Let's move on.
Terrifying.
Yeah, let's. The football gods. We're going to mention him a lot this episode. The football gods are funny. Jadon Sancho scored a banger. And the football gods were like, you know what, Jadon? That goal was so nice. I'm going to make you guys lose 4-1.
That's what
happened.
I enjoyed it because, you know, two-man strike partnerships, both of them scoring. What more can you want? That's the coach. The coach has done his job. Simple as. I just have to say, though, I think months ago at this point, I still stand by it. I've never seen a more obvious Liverpool signing than Lewis Openda, genuinely.
I'm not sure they can afford him anymore. I'm looking at the release clause language. They just spent $80 million that didn't quite hit on, what's his face? Darwin?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure they're about to spend that much more on Openda because that's what Leipzig is talking about. And the release clause for him only comes into effect not this summer, next summer.
Yeah.
So they're probably keeping him this year, then they're trying to charge people $80 million. Next in 2025.
Well, I'm reasonably certain that Liverpool are getting rid of, you know, a nice bunch of players, kind of thing. They'll be able to figure something, and they got Champions League football as well. They'll be able to figure something out if they want to go for him. But he just looks very like a very obvious Liverpool signing for me. Like, not going to be a fan of it, but yeah, they're, you know, if you're looking for the goals replacement or some sort of output replacement for Salah, like, that's your man right there.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that name because I can't wait to talk about that motherfucker. I can't wait. I'm tweaking. I want to do it. Oh, fire, my spirit.
The Bundesliga standings as is. Do we talk about Stuttgart? Yes, Stuttgart. They play Leverkusen, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Missed a bunch of chances. That's why I just remember when I saw Gerasi.
Yeah.
That dictator face. Missed a lot of chances. So, unfortunate for him. However, let's look at the standings. Leverkusen are in first place, obviously champions with 81 points. Bayern Munich, are in second with 69. Very nice points. Stuttgart are in third with 64. Leipzig are in fourth with 62. Dortmund are in fifth with 67. And Frankfurt rounded out in sixth with 45 points. Let's talk about La Liga. Real Madrid and Real Sociedad happened on Friday. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned, La Liga takes care of their own. They know Real Madrid has a Champions League game. They said, you know, we're going to let you play on Friday. Mm-hmm. And what Real Madrid decided to do was just rotate the whole entire squad. Mm-hmm. And they still won. I'm very impressed with the depth that they have. They can still rotate around like that and still give someone like Militao minutes for him to come out. And they didn't even play Jude. Jude's just sitting on the bench just, you know, playing around with his vapors. I mean, with his preds. So, good for him.
Yeah, I'm very glad I got to see an Arda goal, to be honest. He's just, I'm at the stage where I know we're fattening him up for that eventual move to the Wenger Dome. So yeah, keep doing your thing, bro. Keep.
Listen, you and Gabby keep talking about this shit. I don't want want it. I don't want it. Fuck all that. Get that fucking kebab merchant the fuck out of Arsenal. I don't want him there. No. We already did that. It didn't go that great. When you really think about it, it was nice, but
victims of circumstance. That's all it was. Victims of circumstance. That's literally what it was. No, but jokes aside, though, like you have to look at what the fact that Modric is of retirement age and he's still able to go to away to a team that was playing Champions League football this season, and you know have a good game. Obviously, he didn't last the course, but then again, Militao, who had an ACL this season, is getting minutes. Listen, man, this squad, then any of the players that they lose this summer, it's the players that they want to lose. They have no issue losing because look at who didn't play, and lets you know exactly how deep this squad is. I mean, they're playing Kepa. Like, you know, like there's so much.
The big ultimate takeaway for me was that I'm out on the Zubimendi sweepstakes. Mm. I know he's been linked to Arsenal for a long time, and I watched him play against a heavily rotated midfield of Modric. He's nice. Dani Ceballos, he spins. Mm-hmm. And Tchouameni, he's very nice. He just didn't make an impact. He just wasn't on the field. He wasn't on the screen. He didn't pop off the screen at all. They dominated him. You know, so I can't imagine how he would have done against Jude and the rest of them cats. Valverde, you know, that motherfucker could have ran over him 20 times in that game.
Yeah.
So I'm good on that. But that was my takeaway from it. They probably deserved, I mean, I know there's no deserve in sports, but I thought Sociedad played well in the first half at least. They should have gotten a goal or two before Guler scored the goal. But Real Madrid, it's their season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Las Palmas, Girona. Your Girona beat them 2-0. Girona going to Champions League.
Yeah.
They're going to Champions League. I mean, that's, you know, that is very impressive. And Savio, I mean, we got to investigate Man City because why are you getting Savio?
We know why. You know.
We know why.
Why do we have to investigate City when the Premier League won't do it?
Yeah. Fair enough. And your boy scored again, Dovbek.
That's my Kovacic, so region, honestly, like, just reminds me so much of him. No, seriously, it reminds me so much of him. It's insane. And I really hope he finishes a top scorer because they're not going to get anything else out of this season other than obviously Champions League football, which is huge for them, obviously. But yeah, man, the penalties in this game, in La Liga, in fact, this weekend, the penalties in the La Liga this weekend were fucking shocking, honestly. Like, we're going to jump into Serie A. The penalties in Serie A this weekend were night and day. Absolutely fantastic. But some of them today were just, this weekend were just shocking. Like, Dovbik's one should have been saved that he scored. The one that he missed, obviously, was tapped in. But genuinely, shocking stuff.
And then Atletico Madrid and Athletic Club was 3-1. Obviously, there's racismo in this game. Nico Williams is very nice, but I'm tired, man. Like, it's like every weekend in this league is just like, yo, what are we doing here, man? Like, yeah, Atletico Madrid won and whatever, but it's just tired of this shit.
Honestly, man, I'm a offer a take. I don't know if it's hot or not. Y'all can pop it in the microwave if it's lukewarm, but it's not happening to me, obviously, because I'm sat at home watching this shit, but I'm kind of just over it at this point on some, you know what? That's just hoop, man. That's just hoop, you know? If you can catch motherfuckers, catch them, but just having to talk about this shit, having to read the reports about it, I'm just tired, man. I'm tired. I just want to focus on what we, like, when we started this podcast, we wanted to talk about football. That's all I want to talk about. And that's not to dismiss the importance of what's going on, but I'm tired, bro. Like, and shout out Nico Williams for at least getting a moment to at least shine on these motherfuckers a little bit. And apparently they've identified at least one of the culprits from the monkey chants in this game.
So what you're saying basically is you're not Benjamin Crump.
Who?
do you know what's funny, dude? Atleti put out a statement, right, saying that they stand against racism, but it's like, nah. I'm not saying, and again, I really don't want to talk about this, but they could do so much more. Do you know what I mean? They genuinely could, and that's the thing that just always frustrates me whenever these kind of things happen. They really could do so much more, and they actively choose not to. So,
Coach, I have a question for you. You notice in La Liga, yeah. You said they could, yeah. But they won't. So that's not a question, more of a statement. So
they don't even have flipping goal line technology, man. They ain't gonna fix racism. They're not gonna fix racism for at least another 150 years, bro.
Nah.
So
nah.
Even then, then they're gonna double down.
Yeah, probably. I will say this much. What I really meant to say when I gave that lukewarm take was that I'm not black. I'm OJ.
You know what's crazy about that? I finished watching 30 for 30, and you know what? That's a whole other topic for another place. Anyways, I want to go back to Real Madrid real quick. Manchester United football fans, I need you to understand. Rodrigo's not leaving, okay? Stop trying to fantasize that Rodrigo's going to leave Real Madrid.
How do you know? Maybe he's not available to you. No, I'm joking. No, to be honest, look, Real Madrid will get rid of who they want to get rid of. And I feel like there's a surprise there. There's an opportunity there, potentially, for somebody.
No, there's not.
There always is. Yeah. There's always someone to pick up on the bargain.
Yeah, honestly.
They got too many bodies, man. Like, Endrick is coming in. Mbappe is supposedly coming in. Like, niggas not going to play. And there's nothing footballers like to do more than play. Yeah. So if you don't have the minutes for somebody, someone's going to get shaken loose. At least on loan.
Something genuinely, I do see an opportunity there. Or it could just be a thing where Ancelotti says, you know what, fuck this. I'm going 4-2-4. Like, a genuine 4-2-4. And then everybody.
let's look at La Liga standings. Real Madrid's obviously first with 84 points. Girona are second with 71. Barcelona have played 32 games. They play Valencia tomorrow. They're in third with 70. Atletico Madrid are in fourth with 64. Athletic Club are in fifth with 58 points. And Sociedad are in sixth with 51 to round it out. Let's go over to Ligue 1. I had so much fun laughing at this game. This first game had me in tears. Rennes versus Brest, 5-4. The reason why I like this game is because you know who scored the winner for Brest? Last name Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew this was coming. And I'll be honest with you, it was such an amazing header. Like, it felt like it was worthy of the win. Like, coming in literally the 96th minute of 7 minutes of extra time, it felt like a worthy winner. Sorry to sidetrack a little bit, but I think news has just come in now that PSG are actually champions now, officially.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
That is hilarious because we all knew it. It was just very anticlimactic to say the least.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Yeah. I think when you're in a league where one team wins the league every year, this is how they should decide it. It shouldn't be with them actually clinching the title themselves in the game that they played in. It should be some random shit like, oh, Monaco didn't do this, so PSG won again. Yay. So until they fix that league and get some more players on some more teams, you know, this is the way it should end. It's fair. Yeah, but you'd think a motherfucking in Brazil would be holding breast back, but apparently not.
No.
Keeping them bouncy.
Okay.
I'm on Calumendo, our guy. Listen, there's some players on Rennes that I just generally like. I like some of these players on Rennes, man. Calumendo's another one of those. I don't know what they're doing in France. They just keep getting all these like young, talented, like just black people. But I'm a big fan of it. So he scored twice today. So good for him. But yeah, they lost.
Tosin, it's probably the oppression. It's probably all the oppression.
Yeah, I mean,
when you mix niggas with oppression, wonderful things can happen.
Wow.
PSG.
Listen, coach, don't judge me. Like I said earlier, I'm not black. I'm OJ. Today,
yeah. All right. I know. This is not shocking for any of our regular listeners. He said way worse. So.
PSG and Le Havre was 3-3. PSG don't care, man. They won the league today. So what's the real analysis on that?
I think Goncalo Ramos' header was absolutely outstanding. Alan Shearer would be so proud of it. but genuinely, the Ayew goal, even though it took a deflection, was a great goal. But to me, I feel like PSG should surrender their crown because they let Ayew score against them personally. But
And that goes for anybody that plays in Crystal Palace. If you let Ayewu or Musa score on you, you should be sentenced to The Hague and to Guantanamo Bay at the same time.
Yo, question for you guys on PSG. A bunch of the other teams, like the relegation-type teams, the presidents of those teams have complained that PSG is rotating before these Champions League games and basically shitting on the league because they know they're going to win it anyway. And they're kind of destroying the integrity of the competition by allowing, you know, like PSG played Le Havre today. They're fighting for their life at the bottom of the table there, and they rotated. Now they got a point out of this game, which in theory, you'd think PSG should beat Le Havre at home, but they didn't. Is this a valid complaint, or should people just mind their own fucking business and win their own games?
The way I see it is tough. Don't be a relegation team. You know, here's a suggestion. How about you just be good? Have you ever tried that? No?
That's hard, bro. Ask Spurs.
You know, that is true. That is true.
My two cents is tough titty EBI. Niggas get shot.
Be more like breasts, he said.
Niggas get shot every day, B. You tough.
Sign a nigga named Breast here.
Yeah, okay. Leo and Mets was 2-1. Mm-hmm. That was a fun game. Jonathan David didn't score. We got an assist. Still not going to leave, but got an assist. So good for him. Yeah. Here we stay.
I'm just saying he's got more goals than Lacazette and Aubameyang. That's what I'll say. You know, and Benyedder as well. So yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble. Abba scored today.
So. For fuck's sake, man.
In the first minute.
Do you know what? It's actually so fun. Do you know what? I'm actually at the game one in the back this night. I just realized. Yeah. Yeah. It's
nice bookshelf, bro.
I didn't know you could read.
Bold of you to assume that I can.
I didn't even know you can read. Every day you learn something new about your friends. Lyon and Monaco was 3-2. That's why won the league, because Monaco lost. So by mathematics, we had to bring out goddamn arithmetic, and that's why PSG won. Yeah. Because
I won't lie, actually, Fofana's goal was so good, and the finish reminded me so much of Pato's goal against Barcelona. Really, really good goal. That run and finish.
That kick and rush goal.
That
overrated piece of shit goal that Heung-min Son scored like 2 seasons ago.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, but it was better than that. It was better than that.
Nah. Son's was better than Pato's. I'm sorry. I hate to admit it, but it just was. I'm sorry.
Like, before we...
Okay, sorry. No, I have to... Because one was against Burnley, the other was against Barcelona. Let's not take the fucking piss there, guys.
Right. Listen, man. A goal is a goal, okay? If you score against, you know, fucking the dog and the duck pub and it gets on the Puskas list, it's still a good goal. It doesn't matter who you scored it against. I'm giving it to Son, okay? That's all he gets today because he got nothing the fuck else, okay? Gabriel and Saliba said no, so I'm doing charity. You know, be nice. Be nice, coach.
If you're listening to this podcast, take a shot every time you've heard a shot about Tottenham. Speaking of Lyon and Monaco, there's two players here that I just don't understand why they haven't got big moves. Youssef Fofana and Maxim Kakaré. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'm just dumb, but I don't understand how those two haven't got moves yet. But I think they're really good players. So
I think they will eventually. I think Kakaré is probably on the move this summer. Can I ask though, do you think he goes... Has he made any recent foreign squads? I can't remember.
No, he hasn't. He's probably going to go to Olympics, though. Okay, cool.
The Olympics will probably have some scouts looking in thing, and he might get a move off that. That's the way I see it.
I feel like he's like mid-table England or top 8 Bundesliga player. That's the kind of player he is. He's just so little, you know. I know that's a weird way to judge a player, but he's so fucking small. Like, I wouldn't want him.
He could do well in Italy as well, though. You know. Napoli potentially. Like, he could actually.
I mean, Thiago Motta's getting the job at Juventus, apparently. I saw that.
Do you know, we're going to get in Serie A, but honestly, like, why wouldn't Juventus just die? Like, I'm fed up, man. Seriously.
I'm gonna give you something funny when we talk about that. PSG was obviously champions, 70 points in first. Monaco are second with 58. Brest keep bouncing. They're in third with 56. Lille are in fourth with 55. Nice are fifth with 51 points. And Lens rounds it out with 46 points. And they're currently losing to Marseille. So, yeah, let's move on to Serie A. Inter and Torino. Look, man, they got a guard of honor. Hakan Çalhanoğlu got a brace. Inter's just nice. They're just levels above everybody else. There's really nothing else to add to that. They're just nice.
Yeah, I watch more of the parade festivities than I did the game itself. I just watch the highlights. And I saw Benjamin Pavard dancing, and I've never really liked him as a player. But in that moment, I decided, you know what? I respect you, sir. You know, the amount of rhythm this white boy has.
I'll be
he was out there looking like Timothy Chalamet, bro.
Wait, do you know why he's got rhythm?
Oh no,
he might be Creole.
Oh, for real?
Okay, all right. I thought that was gonna be worse. I thought that I was
I was terrified. As you guys can tell, we have PTSD from what Tosin has said and done. So bear with us, please.
Yeah, shout out to Inter. I think because they won the title during the midweek, we didn't really get a chance to really venerate them. But they've had a fantastic season. Simone Inzaghi, I hope he stays at Inter. He's a perfect fit with the club. Fantastic coach. I can't say enough nice things about them in Italy. They've been the best team by far from the beginning to the end. Like, there's been no doubt about who was going to win the league. And from where I sit right now, they're favorites for next year already, regardless of what they do in the transfer market or they don't do, you know. So shout out Inter. Go ahead.
They're suffocating. You know who else they just signed? They signed Taremi.
Mehdi Taremi. Yeah. I just don't know where he fits. I don't know what the plan is there.
He's 36. He's a backup. Yeah, okay. He's a backup.
So he replaced like Alexis Sanchez and Arnautovic. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Napoli Roma 2. Oh, congratulations to Andres Villas-Boas, by the way. He ended someone's 42-year reign. So he's the president. He's been doing side missions for the last like 10 years of his life. He just decided, you know what, I quit coaching.
Yeah, some niggas just want to live an interesting life, man. Like, I mean, y'all just wait. I'm going to quit this podcast in like 2 weeks, nigga. Just watch. Shit, I'm trying to be Dino Villas-Boas, nigga. I'm trying to do some cool shit. Go drive some F1.
He definitely, you know. I'm curious to see his LinkedIn account because I'm so certain that he updates it. Like, he does this just so he can update it, basically. Like, he does the randomest shit. Like, one day you're going to see that next to his name, former Avenger or something stupid like that.
former plane stewardess for John Terry, if you will.
Yeah, that story is fucking
hilarious. The funny thing about that clip is that John Terry was talking as if him doing that, like, yes, Villas-Boas probably made a mistake by trying to do that. But the way John Terry was, it was so hilarious to watch someone have no self-awareness about the fact that they look like an asshole.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And he's always been that way.
Yeah.
John Terry was like, why is Rio Fred not talking to me? You abuse his brother racially. What do you mean, why is Rio not talking to me? Like, what is wrong with you?
The saddest thing about this whole John Terry thing is that nobody truly has publicly just eviscerated him for this shit. Like, when they've had him on their show or podcast, I say, you know what, John, you're a big racist piece of shit, and we know what you are. Like, nobody has done that, and people like him just walk through life just assuming that that nothing is wrong because nobody said shit to them.
Well, here's the thing about that, Coach. Like, think about the kind of person that would invite John Terry onto their podcast.
It won't be us.
We would do it, but we would also not invite him onto our podcast. The kind of people that invite him onto their podcast probably don't think too far away from him. So, you know, it is what it is.
And also, John Terry made his whole family on Instagram have 26 in their ad.
Oh, that is the most John Terry thing ever. Ever. Oh my. I can imagine he probably has like the JT initials like on all of the doors in his house, something like that. That just, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about Wayne Bridges' baby mama again.
Oh, great.
Let's just move on, man.
So is he.
John Terry is horrible.
Napoli 2, Roma 2. I actually watched this whole entire game.
Why?
My biggest...
Oh, God. No, go. Tuss and go on, but there's something I have to say about this game, but go on, please. Oh.
No, Coach, say it first. I'll tell you why I watched this whole game.
Oh, my God. I saw something today that made me understand, and I hate it, but it made me understand why people look down on the AFCON, right, sometimes, because... And for real, guys, you have to hear me out. Guys, listeners and watchers, please.
Toss and mute his mic.
No, seriously. No, seriously.
You must go off the reservation. No, no, take his mic.
No, for real. Go and see it. Go and see what Anguissa done when he went through on goal. That's all I'm going to say. What Anguissa did when he went through on goal, I have in my... In fact, no. Dean, go Google it right now, please. This is not good radio.
I don't care. Mute this nigga's mic. I'm not watching.
It is the worst for this year. All I could think of when he did that was full power, Charlie. That's all I could think of.
Was it Chalet and NGEO?
Oh my!
Now in theaters.
No, for real. Now that ball definitely ended up in a theater somewhere. I'm sure of it.
Well, here's the thing, Coach. When you have spent the last three seasons of your career dominating nursing homes, that's what can happen. You have to get held to a high enough standard.
No. Oh my god. You know, when we actually launch this pod, yeah, tomorrow, I'm gonna tag this chance because it is the most egregious thing I've ever seen. But yeah, Tosin, please go.
So the reason I was there, obviously, you see a Serie A ball here. My homegirl had an event today. Shout out to Naomi. So she invited us and went to go watch this game. So I watched the whole entire game. And the biggest takeaway I could take away from this is that Victor Osimhen is a man child in that league. The things that he was doing to that Roma defense for 90 minutes. It wasn't even just like 1 minute. It was literally from minute one to minute 90. I literally, for the first time in my life, I understood racism. I was like, you know what? I was like, this is a big black nigga. And he's just running at you niggas all day.
The entire cover of this pod should just be O.J. Simpson, to be honest. Like, it feels like we're coming back to a theme over and over again. Maybe it's just me, but it feels like we, you know?
But all jokes aside, Osimhen was, he was by far the best player on the pitch. And it wasn't even close. Like, he was setting people up and trying to score at the same time. And he was so pissed at Kvaratskhelia.
So how come he only scored a penalty?
Because he just was going full power Chalet as well.
There you go. So, Coach's AFCON point comes back. We're full circle.
Yeah, no, for real, man. This, honestly, it's going to change your life. It made no sense what he did. I'm sorry. You guys do your thing. I got to watch it again. I need to understand it still.
And Tammy Abraham came off the bench and scored a nice little header. Yeah. So, good for Tammy to finally get his legs back. So, proud of Tammy. Got braids now and everything. So, good for Tammy.
Yeah.
Bologna and Udinese was
with his head.
Hey, they didn't teach me that much in school. Bologna Udinese was 1-1. I was very, very disappointed in Maduka Okoye for that goal that he let in. Yeah. Real light skinned behavior. I was not happy with that. Did you see the Bologna goal?
No, I didn't.
I did the Salamakers goal, the free kick that kind of sailed over his head like the Seaman goal from back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just don't expect anything from a light skinned nigga, unlike you. I don't know why. Just because the motherfucking night you've been giving him props all fucking season, like, oh, Maduka Okoye, he's improved so much. Udinese, blah 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 blah. This motherfucker has never been good. Will never be good, and that's just what it is, man. Accept it now, okay?
But yeah, it's very unfortunate that Thiago Motta is leaving to go to Juventus, which is funny to bring up my point because we did a quiz today at the event and they said, who's the most hated team in Serie A? Guess what everybody else said?
Juve, obviously.
Of course. Someone said it might be Lazio. I said,
No.
Yeah.
I told you.
He kicked that ball to Congo. Oh my God.
So you understand?
Sorry, it's like this nigga was in a game. It's like he was in a different game from the game he was playing. It's like, why would you use that technique? Like, what are you doing?
It was
even
a clearance.
Gabby Jesus wouldn't do that.
It was a field goal.
Yo, you know what's the funniest thing about it? If you stitch that and Aaron Wan-Bissaka's chance, it's literally two opposites.
Oh my Lord.
You know what? I know what happened.
No, you don't. Because he doesn't know.
His dreads are too heavy. They were pulling on his fucking brain. And he decided to go. Not on his head, on his brain.
Oh, man.
This is bad finishing all day. Let me turn these highlights off. It's going to affect my performance on the pod.
Speaking of bad performances, Juventus and Milan was 0-0.
Oh.
And we just have to tell you guys that both the managers are leaving at the end of the season. That's the biggest takeaway from that game.
Do you know what though? Just to be fair, because I know there's we have at least one Juventus fan that's a listener, right? And
okay.
for you know, for
the love, Tony.
Yeah, for the laugh, I can't remember his name's Tony. Yeah, shout out to you, Tony, man. Well,
that's what I'm calling him today. I don't know that that's his name. It's probably Mike, if I'm being honest.
I don't know, unfortunately. Sorry, but
hey,
you know who you are when you're gonna listen to this anyway. And yeah, shout out to you, man, for being a loyal listener. But it's not that I hate Juve just because, for whatever reason. I only hate Juve because I'm human. So it's not personal per se. But what I will say is, if there was less cheating, we'd still hate you, obviously, because again, we're human. But at least, but at least then it's more on merit of, do you know what? We're just haters, basically. But the cheating just makes it feel more justifiable. But yeah, look. Morta's going to come in. He's going to make a bunch of shrewd signings, and you'll probably push. The Derby d'Italia next season is going to be crazy. Like, I see it being absolutely a real tactical, like, just...
All right.
Of course we can. Talk about competition. Listen, if they really get Morta, because to me, there's nothing to suggest to me that Motta's not going to come in and be an instant hit straight away. If they make...
Of course, I agree.
Yeah, if they make the right signings, I still think Vlahovic needs a little bit of help. But yeah, the Inter Juve game next season is going to be nuts. I'm calling it now. It's going to be absolutely crazy.
Okay, all right. Well, I will be here.
Yeah,
I will be here.
Let's look at the Serie A standings. Inter's obviously champions. They're first with 89 points. Runaway next team closest, Milan, is second with 70. Damn, 19 points. Whew, that's some Football Manager stuff. Juventus are in third with 65 points. Bologna are in fourth with 63. Roma are in fifth with 59 points. And Atalanta are in sixth with 57. By the way, Ademola Lookman scored a really, really good goal today. I was very impressed.
It was a really good finish as well. And he almost scored something similar again on his left foot a little bit later on as well.
Yeah.
But I really hope he can... you know, it'll be nice for him to actually win the Europa after missing that. I can't believe this.
This nigga talking about Juventus next season, man. Fuck you and Juventus. talking fucking champ. When the champ's in the room, you shut the fuck up with that shit.
I'm gonna call it now. I actually hope Atalanta win it. I think Lookman, for his performance in the AFCON, deserves to end the season with some silverware. So yeah, Atalanta, I'm fully behind you.
Yeah. Let's move on to the Premier League. Liverpool and West Ham was 2-2. I enjoyed that so much, mostly because of what Salah and...
You bloody, that's what I imagined it.
That's a little racist, bro.
No, but for real.
I've said a lot of fucked up shit today, but that's the most racist shit
come on, anybody
has said on this podcast. why would you call Maduka Okoye a cracker? Why would you say something like that? Huh? Oh shit, we back to Salah now, my bad. What do you think he was saying? Let's all hazard a guess. So we've heard coach's guess. Tosin, what
no,
do you
that's
think?
What Klopp was saying.
What is happening?
Now it's less racist and that's just funny.
Oh man.
Klopp party asks Salah, why are you celebrating Christmas as a Muslim?
And it kicked off.
That probably sent him over the edge.
And Salah was like, why are your teeth so fucking white, nigga? What's wrong with you? You know, big ass teeth.
You remember?
Big fucking teeth and glasses, bitch. Fuck you.
Hey, those were the teeth you had in our first training session. What happened?
What happened to them teeth? He was just like, look.
But
it was funny.
It's crazy that they that Liverpool, I mean, essentially, we could be having this exact same conversation without the Salah bits from the midweek loss to Everton. Yeah. Because I suppose that's where the title challenge ended for them. But if we're being, you know, I just want to be fair to Liverpool fans. I really shouldn't be because Jamie Carragher is an asshole. However, you guys have had a wonderful season. Like, in retrospect, funny. You're going to look back on this. Disappointment right now, I get it. Like, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be hurt too. But you got to look back on a season where you're basically rebuilding your entire midfield, where you missed out on all your number one targets. I remember Lavia was supposed to go, didn't go. Caicedo was supposed to go there, didn't go. I can't remember what else y'all missed out on because I'm not a loser. but you guys basically rebuilt on the fly. Also lost your manager halfway through the year. You had to announce it so you could negotiate with new managers. And you stuck in until the final 5 weeks of the season in the title race. And you won a cup earlier this season. I'm sorry, that's not such a bad season for a team that's rebuilding.
And it's the Conco below cup.
I've
you would know.
I'm an expert.
Now, bro, I've said a lot about Liverpool this season, but my biggest takeaway, and probably the biggest positive I feel that Liverpool fans should probably just try and hold on to, is the fact that the two teams that are better than you this season are not just any sort of scrubs. Like, one is a bunch of unrelenting cheats, and the other is just a very, very good team that's had to suffer bad, probably suffer just as much as you've had to suffer, kind of thing, to find our way there and get to a point where we are so damn good, where a team that has Mohamed Salah, Van Dijk, and Alisson and Trent and whatnot can't really get near them, basically. It's not, you know, you shouldn't feel bad that, oh yeah, we bought it. You didn't bought it, because I don't mean in a horrible way, but Arsenal are better than Liverpool, isn't it? And there's no shame in saying that. Arsenal are a very good team, and Liverpool stuck the entire way there. Literally, there's three games left, and now, okay, a 5-point gap is opened, but there's three games left. Do you know what I mean? There's no shame in that. Like, how long did
I have to? I have to interject. Too much Liverpool.
Let me land on this point here. How many games?
We don't have to talk about them again for the rest of the year. Yeah. So do it now.
How many games did they go without Salah, Trent, and Alisson? And they were just winning games. They were just winning. Like, I was thinking, like, when are they actually going to slow down? Like, literally between that December and, like, I want to say early March, they were just winning games. Like, there was no much. Okay, apart from when they came to the Emirates and we bank them, but they were just doing their thing. Like, they were doing their thing. So, like, there's no shame in that.
Like, what if they were just, like, schedule bullies? Like, what if they had run into Sean Dyche in December and he fucking put a boot up their ass back then, huh? How about that? You know, okay, jokes aside, though, good season for Liverpool, definitely. This game, I wouldn't say it felt like a microcosm of their season. That's not exactly what this was, but we're not surprised at the result here. Like, once West Ham, I think West Ham took the lead, Liverpool came back, and we weren't surprised that they conceded again, because Liverpool has been open all season, regardless of who was playing or who wasn't playing. Liverpool has just, that's been the difference between them and the other two teams. More so Arsenal, because Arsenal has been way more solid at the back than City, I would say, and the stats show that, but Liverpool have just been too open, so that's why all year I've just kind of felt like they're going to fall off at some point. They just have to. Yeah. You can't defend like that and win a lot of shit. You can win the Conco Below Cup, you know, as our friend did once upon a time, him and his fraud-ass manager, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. Arne Slot in theaters now.
Challenge.
Wolves and Luton. Luton's going down. Just is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. Thank you so much for entertaining us. Thank you for your small stadium, but you're going home. Ryan Aitnori did some disgusting things with the ball this weekend. He did like a little Rabona in the middle of the pitch.
That's just a regular Saturday for him. He does this every match day, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting. I've seen some chatter about him lately on the internet about some of the bigger teams needing to look at him and get him for 50 million or whatever the quote was. And I'm just like, listen, man, are we like, what era? We need to decide what era we're in. Are we going back to this 4-4-2 shit where defenders can defend? Or are we going to get these fraud-ass niggas that can dribble too much that don't want to defend, you know? Because he can't defend. That's my issue with him. He doesn't defend. Fantastic player, great technique, but he can't defend. So I'm not interested personally.
No. Dean, I have a question for you. Is this Cancelo culture?
That is fantastic.
Let me answer this question real quick. I say this with the utmost respect. Fuck you. That's funny as fuck, nigga. I like that.
No, that was great. No, genuinely. But it's true though, like, all these fullbacks that are attack first, defend whenever the fuck I feel like it, basically. That's all fun and good if you're not trying to win shit. Like, generally, that's fine. Right. If you're not trying to win shit, that's fine. But if you are, you have to get a little bit. So you can only have space for one of those in your entire defense. And they can't be part of your first team, basically. I'm looking at you, Mr. Crybaby. But genuinely, you know, I love watching him play. But yeah, a serious top team is not going to buy him to go into their first 11. Absolutely, you can't.
Listen, I have said this before to people. There's a reason why Kyle Walker's starting over Trent in the Euros. You need guys who can defend.
It's important.
Claim, like, the point of your fullback is defend. I know Ben White is technically a center back, but Ben White is a grown man who knows how to defend first, okay? That's why he's playing there, because he can fucking defend.
And he tickles goalkeepers as well.
Ben White is a goat. We'll talk about that soon.
Ben White is a goat.
Fulham and Crystal Palace. That game was a bit of a meh, but Jeffrey Schlupp's goal.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. Listen, I thought we were back in 2006. I was like, Lord Jesus.
I've always liked him, but I can never actually quite pin him down like on an actual position. I just know he's a good player of good technique, but he feels like a very much just a career utility man. He's basically Black James Milner, is what I'm saying.
And that's fair. That's not a diss.
No.
That's not a diss. That's a compliment. No. James Milner was a fucking amazing. Mm. Greatest thing.
You guys know when except for Yorkshire Pudding. James Milner made his debut in 2002. He's playing with guys that are born years after he made his debut. Like, wait, and he's still here.
Is there a Brighton still?
Yeah.
Man, everybody's broken at Brighton. I haven't seen him in months. Real quick, we were talking about Full Power Charlie shit a minute ago. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking when Jeffrey Schlupp did what he did. But the show was actually accurate. Like, it was a fucking missile, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, so every time someone scores a good goal, I think, is this better than Garnacho at Goodison Park?
That's not, to be honest, I feel like that's goal of the season, man. Honestly speaking, that's goal. That's
Garnacho?
Yeah, that's goal of the season, man.
Okay,
We've seen a lot of good goals. I mean, had Ben White meant what he meant against Chelsea, that could be a contender, but he didn't.
What? Excuse me?
He didn't. Come, he didn't mean it, man.
Had who meant what?
He didn't mean it. Come on, man.
So let's move on. Fight this. Fucking hater.
Newcastle. I don't even know what word I can use for this. I need another adjective. They beat the shit out of Sheffield United. How about that? That's standard work.
Aggregate score on that 11-1.
Something it's like that.
Was that the team they beat like 8-0?
Damn, that's wild, man.
Isaac and Bruno. They're officially relegated. Officially, they're the first team.
Hey, fuck you, Chris Wilder.
Congratulations.
Justin smug.
He just seems racist. That's what it is to me. Like. I feel like he would shake my hand real polite, then lean in and, you know, lean in a way where you think he's going to say something nice and he just goes, ha, nigger. That's the vibe I get from him. Like, he just seems like an undercover racist. Like, I don't know. He's probably a good guy. My bad. Let's move on.
But Bruno G and Isaac scored, and that's really about it. They got their ass beat. And Anthony Gordon's really nice. That's the takeaway.
Isaac's first goal, though, like, goodness gracious me. That movement there, I just got Cavani flashbacks. It was just insane. And I know Sheffield United have some of the worst centre-backs in the league, but some other centre-backs would have trouble with what he did there, because he ran across one, then dipped back in, then went back out again. That was about three different runs, basically. He's made a run for every single defender, basically, in the defence and confused them all and has got through clean on goal. Fantastic, fantastic striker play, honestly.
That's so well said, coach. Yeah. And I've just come to realise that Arsenal has spoiled me, because I don't see people trying that shit against the guys that play at Arsenal. Yeah. They just knock you on your ass. But, that's just me. I like defenders that can defend. You know, I don't like Austin Trusty. Excuse my French.
Again, Man United Burnley. Remember I mentioned earlier the football gods when I talked about Dortmund? Anthony scored, and the football god said, yeah, we ain't going to let you win this game. And Burnley scored.
Anthony cannot score a winner. Fuck that.
No. Yeah. No. We already had it against Arsenal. Not going to let that happen again. That was too far.
Yeah. That was way too far. The celebration was like for his baby or something like that.
Yeah, the United stand leaked it, of course.
Yeah.
Goldberg and them leaked it.
Doesn't have like an exclusive relationship with the way he just talks to them? Like, doesn't that tell you everything? Yeah. So here's the thing, right? United, right? Because your fan base is interesting, say this, but there are some fan base, there's some fans in your fan base that still defend this guy to this day. And if there's any reason to know what kind of person he is, the fact that he is in bed with United, with the United Stand or whatever, lets you know exactly who he is. Like, Anthony is one of the, genuinely, and I don't mean this in a nasty way, but I think he's one of the most detestable footballers in the league. Not only is he one of the worst footballers in the league, he just seems like a complete and utter piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Off pitch, everything.
Just a bitch off.
Everything. I mean, the May United podcast edition is out if y'all want to listen to us talk about that. They did ask Peter, go ahead.
I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to say, they asked Peter Schmeichel today, Alan Keyes and Richard Gray, they asked him about Tuchel, and Schmeichel was kind of like shied away from the conversation. But those links are getting a little bit heavy now with Tuchel and United, so who knows?
I don't like that. I think it's just more of the same of, you know, going after a big name. Like, I think United, I'm thinking all this whole Ineos fuss, the whole reason we went through all this, you know, sale with the Qatar and all this shit was to change the way you motherfuckers do things. If you go for a big name coach that's going to come in and start demanding certain transfers and all, you're just doing the same shit all over again.
Yeah.
Just clear out the motherfuckers on wages that aren't really worth it anymore. Clear out the motherfuckers that can't play. Get some young, hungry players in. Like we've seen, I'm not saying there's only one way to rebuild a club, but we've seen some good examples lately. You know, when Klopp got to Liverpool. Well, you know, I don't want to toot the trumpet too much. Actually, you know what?
Nah, I'm going to say that.
Impression now. Give me a second. Hold on. I'm doing a coach impression.
No, this nigga.
All right, I'm British, and I say all kinds of goofy ass shit, nigga.
I'm British. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Where's the Nike tech?
Oh shit! Oh.
Yeah, when I put the hat on, I realized it wasn't Nike, so I was like, this don't work. It doesn't work anymore. So I took the hat off.
But yeah, I mean, listen. Eric 10 days, Eric 10 Hag, he's gone. That's all I know. So
yeah, what did you make of his whole, we're the most exciting and thrilling team? Like, why is he saying these things, man? What's wrong with him?
He's bald.
Do you know what it is? Yeah? In another life, he'd be a very, very prolific Yoruba man with women because he's the biggest gaslighter I've ever seen in my life. How can you say that in front of my salad? We're one of the most exciting teams. I have watched United so much this season and I have more questions every time I do. Because I see some shit that I just can't explain.
Yo, listen.
Maybe before we move on quickly. The neutrals.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to say this. When he made those subs, right, he took Kobe off. He kept Eriksen on. Brought McTominay on. McTominay ended up getting hurt. He took Rashmus off. You have a 6'4" Ethan Wheatley. Yeah, the kid's young. But I remember when Sir Alex Ferguson were losing to Everton 2-0 and the young Chris Eagles came on.
Yeah. This is why they can't prosper. I remember. That's what's wrong with your club. The fans,
no, listen.
The managers. We're going to die. You're all crazy.
I'm going to go full circle. Listen. Okay. Point is, a real coach looks at his bench and doesn't be a coward. And it's like, look, I'm going to call this young nigga up and just throw shit to the wall. But at the end of the day, listen, he wants to play Anthony all game. So whatever. Anyways, man, we drew. No longer going to get top four. So we got Crystal Palace, Arsenal, Brighton, and Newcastle and City left. So Godspeed.
I want to do a musical, a quick musical interlude for the podcast. All right. Okay. Can I get mic check real quick?
Turn them up.
Oh.
Y'all niggas enjoy Europa. Goodbye.
Who says we're going to get Europa? We might even get conference. Whoa.
You're in the FA Cup final. You're definitely playing in Europe, bro.
Damn. Everton, Brentford, 1-0. I have a question for you guys. Do you guys rate Amadou Inanna like that? Or
Honestly, that's heritage right there, man. Honestly. I don't know if he could be a solid starter for us, but if you're looking at our midfield rotations, having a player like that, I don't feel you can ever go wrong. He doesn't have to be the main man, but let me tell you something right now. You've got a tough Champions League game midweek, and then you go away to, I don't know, whatever the fuck, you know, Chris Wilder is managing in next year. I don't know. You want him to throw in a
Wardor?
Yeah. You want him to throw in a Amadou Anana and just say, you know what? We're going to give Deckers a rest, you know, this game. You go out there and just turn it into a care home, basically.
I don't know how I feel about this. I think not at the price they're going to charge.
Yeah, that's the main
thing. And that's why I asked, because I'm seeing James Garner bench him, and I'm just like, hey.
James Garner's nice, though, man. He's nice, man.
I know. And that's why Eric Ten Hag is a coward, because you let him go, because you're a coward. Anyways, Everton, they survived officially. So shout out to Big Sean Dyche.
Yeah.
Do we think he's going to pull out that tracksuit again, or like, is he done with the tracksuit?
You know what? I think that was one of the most brain chemistry altering things I've seen, because there's no way that man should be wearing it. I know he's an ex-footballer, but I just can't imagine it. Why is he in a tracksuit, bro? Really? Like,
why not?
No, I can't accept it. It literally saved
their season, coach.
Yeah, but
your name, coach, all you do is wear tracksuits. Why would you not support a fellow coach wearing a tracksuit? What's wrong with you?
It's
not Nike. That's not his fault.
No, let me explain. You have to understand, I don't know how to dress. So that's the key thing here. So, yeah.
Are you saying Sean Dyche knows how to dress?
Well, have you seen some of those suits? He's looking like Pat Riley in the 1980s. I can't even lie, bro. Like, let's be real here. He's looking mad.
Pat Riley is fuming right now. Yeah. If he's listening to this pod, he's fucking fuming. Ain't no fucking Versace on that bald-ass motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Fuck you mean, man? He culturing this bitch, baby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. This just went off the rails. Aston Villa, Chelsea 2-2. Do you guys think that goal at the end should have counted?
Here's the thing. Fuck Chelsea, bro. I couldn't give a fuck, man. Any bit of misfortune that befalls them, I'm not joking when I say this. When the second goal went in, and I told you guys, listen, I was running around my room doing this, the three to the dome. I was so happy, because I feel like any bad shit that happens to Chelsea, it's never enough. It genuinely isn't. So I was disappointed that Villa couldn't hold on, despite Villa being, you know, annoying to our season. But here's the thing with refereeing. Next match day, you're probably going to see that goal given. And that's an issue for me. It's always going to be an issue for me. I don't know if it's... Put it like this. Look at Newcastle. I don't want to talk about Arsenal. Look at Newcastle, basically, early in the season. What Joe Linton done to Gabriel. You know what I mean? It's pretty much the exact same situation. There has to be just a genuine consensus. You can't just... Especially stuff that is game-altering like that. If it's something where it's like, you know, it's a free-kick halfway line, whatever, cool. When it involves a goal, you have to take so much more care. And they don't. They actually don't.
You know what, coach? I'm going to disagree with you slightly. What you're saying is probably right.
Mm.
Probably the moral way to go with this. But I just think we kind of need to view games as their own independent, you know, their own silo. A game is a game. What happens in that game, the ref in that game, the way he refs the game, it's all different. Like, we've both seen the same foul before, you and I. We agree on most things. We've seen the same foul and I've gone, that's a foul, and you've gone, no way, and vice versa. So there's never going to be an objective truth about most fouls, really. So maybe I'm just old at this point, but I've kind of made my peace with the subjectivity of this shit. Sometimes it's going to go against my team, and I'm going to be very unhappy about it. And I'm going to say a lot of disrespectful shit to people that don't know me on this podcast. However, I think it's okay to not expect Michael Oliver to ref like Anthony Taylor. Because first of all, Anthony Taylor is way bolder
and
than Michael Oliver.
As well. Let's not forget that.
Which is crazy, because he wasn't always that big, you know, but you know, Scott Steiner will find him one
day. Conor Gallagher scored a banger. It was funny because they just let him be. They were just like, whatever.
It's almost like, you know, teams giving space to Draymond because they've mocked Curry and Clay. They're like, yeah, we'll just let Draymond have it. It's fine. He's like, oh shit, he's actually sunk it.
But you know what though, we kind of violating this nigga a little bit. Remember Crystal Palace?
He did score some bangers.
Yeah,
he scored
a couple
bangers in that season.
He did.
And that's where he should actually
scored one this season against Palace as well, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. A late winner, for that matter.
Yeah.
A late winner, you know. So he has that in his locker.
He does.
It's crazy. As much as we want Chelsea to go back to parking cars on their sideline and shit, which I hope happens eventually in League 5, it's disgraceful as fuck. I mean, I know they already got rid of Havertz and Mount and all these other motherfuckers, but it is crazy that the guy you put the armband on for most of the season is someone that's being looked at as, oh, we're just going to sell him in the summer. It's crazy to me that a club would operate in that fashion. Mm. Like, even by Chelsea standards, that is so classless for me personally. Like, and he's a youth player. Like, he grew up there and everything. Like, it's not like you bought him from Germany or some shit. And, you know, it's wild to me. Because he's the only one. We don't rate him here, but he's the only one that's been consistently there and working hard the whole season and trying to fronting up for interviews after all these shitty fucking results. And they're going to fucking sell him, you know. Probably at a fucking loss as well. Like, you know, like, I know it's all profit because FFP or whatever, but
it won't be enough.
It's a shame. It's just a shame.
Do you know what? I hope he goes back to Palace. That's what I hope. Because I want revenge.
That's where he belongs.
I want revenge. Yeah, I want revenge for that game where he essentially just ran over number five. Like, I need my revenge. So yeah, let's go back there. Right. We've done you at Chelsea now a few times now. Let's go back there. Right, and let's get a real get back. But yeah, generally speaking, the game itself, Chelsea in that second half was probably arguably might have been their best performance this calendar year. Like, they were really, really good.
I think Pochettino's gonna stay.
Well, I mean,
boy,
they can't fucking afford to fire him.
Exactly.
Aren't they still paying AZB? Hey, listen, he needs to add to his LinkedIn profile, professional scammer. Like.
Brother, they're still paying Winston Bogard. Get the fuck out of here, man. Chelsea's a shit club. Fuck these niggas, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Brighton beat... Brighton lost 3-0. Roberto De Zubo. He has been very bad this year. Nah, I know they lost players and all of that.
I can't let that slide. I can't let that slide. You need to take
no,
that
no.
back.
No, no. I was about to say...
Results-based analysis, bro. You can't say Roberto De Zubo has been bad this year.
No. Listen to what I'm about to say. Bro. Okay. Listen to what I was about to say. He's lost a lot of players. He's lost a lot of players. He's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of context as to the results. At least they're still in the Premier League. He'll get another shot next year, and hopefully his players are more healthy and he gets a bit more balanced squad next year. However.
I was going to say, who do you think has done a better job this season? Him or Erik ten Hag?
The spiky hair?
It's a legit debate. It really is. Because if we're just looking
at my club,
you know, you take De Zerbi at your club.
No.
No?
I wouldn't.
Why is that?
I'm a nutcase. I want Kieran McKenna at my club. So don't
mind. That's a reasonable thing to want, but I think, put it this way, people that are smarter than all three of us combined really rate Roberto De Zerbi.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my manager copy his build up. I've seen Pep copy his build up ideas. This is a good manager. I don't care what he's done this season. Like, sometimes, like, it's like the Havertz thing at Arsenal. It's like, you got to remove people from the context sometime and just imagine what they would look like in a better environment where the players aren't fucking dying. Like, you mentioned James Milner, and I thought he was retired.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga's been hurt since, like, September. That's crazy. Like, Brighton's been really unlucky with the injuries, and they're playing midfield.
My only thing with De Zerbi is you're almost 50. Why are you still spiking your hair? That's my only issue with him.
That's because he's bald, bro. Like, let allow it now. He's bald. He's just trying to let it last forever.
That makes sense. However, Bournemouth's coach, he's doing things, man. He's doing a lot of good things this season. I'm very impressed. He's even got Justin Kluivert finishing like his father. That's how I know he's a good coach.
His father wasn't that great a finisher, but, you know, that's a topic for another. He just wasn't.
He's a scorer.
Like, if put it this way.
He's a scorer of good goals.
If Patrick Kluivert was as good a finisher as you're claiming he is, his child wouldn't be light skinned.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm out.
Yeah, Iraola, man, I can't help but be impressed. You start your career in England with, like, was it 9 straight losses or not winning in the first 9 games? And you then get the record number of points for that team in the Premier League. Bro, he might not be there that long. Maybe Man United needs to look at it because he's a good manager. And people really rated him in La Liga as well. I didn't really watch him there, so I'm not going to pretend I did. But, you know, clearly he knows what the fuck he's doing. And you know what? He's Basque, so he must be good. All the Basque managers are good.
Yeah. And he did bully United in 2012. He was the captain of that Bilbao team, so, you know.
Which actually was a little bit of a circle moment. Munayin was part of that team as well, and he's announced he's leaving, or is he retiring? I can't remember.
Yeah,
he's leaving Bilbao as well, end of the season. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
was Ander Herrera on that team?
Yep.
He was. That was 2012. That was 12 years ago. Yeah. Football heritage.
Honestly, that whole policy they have is a scam. I see why they do it now. So niggas like us remember who the fuck they are. Because there's no reason why any of us remember 2012. That was a shit fucking year. I mean, the world ended in 2012. What the fuck are we doing here? Let's be honest. The Mayans called it. It's just a simulation, niggas.
Speaking of simulations, Nottingham Forest lost to Man City 2-0. Chris Wood's tweets from 2012 loaded up on the timeline, and I saw it, and I was like, makes sense why he played the way he played.
Listen, man. I mean, I was never gonna trust some motherfucker from New Zealand to fucking swing the title odds in my favor. So I'm good on that. I expected nothing from this game, and I got even less than that. You know, like Nottingham Forest created some good chances. I mean, they were beating City on XG at the end of the first half. Like, between him and Callum Hudson-Odoi, like, honestly, man, y'all lucky I don't live in England, man. Because I would have a gas can in my hand and some matches in the other hand. Because that stadium doesn't deserve to be standing after the bullshit these niggas did today, man. Fuck, man. I thought it was going to be a great, great weekend.
Do you know what's crazy? I had the game on as we were recording the Arsenal pod. And I kept looking back. And every time I look back, Forest were, like, looking to do something, basically. But generally speaking, look, I'll be very real with you. I don't watch City games anymore. Innit? Like, I just don't. I just don't watch them. And I like to think that we're at that level now where teams just don't bother watching us as well anymore. Most weeks, especially, I can imagine today's game being 3-0 up. Like the amount of the ratings Sky must have had just plummet after that third goal when it must have been crazy. But anyway, there's no point to me in watching City games. Because Pep has taken the jeopardy out of any. Pep is very much, I feel like, the perfect manager for that club, basically, because everything they do, there's no risk in it. There's no risk, there's no jeopardy in what they do. So that Forest game that they drew last year, it was just like they drew it at a point where it didn't really matter. It made no difference to the season, basically. You know, they won it today because they had to win it, basically. It's one of those ones. So there's genuinely no point in watching City games, especially in the last 10 games. Just don't do it to yourself. There's no point.
Yeah, man. But Pep still had to earn his money today, though. He had to make changes to actually get the win. You know?
Yeah, I mean, but it's nice when you can bring on someone that you're paying under the books 950K a week. Do you know what I mean? So
the good finish from him, it was though, on his right foot.
But again, you're paying him 950K a week, which literally nobody else in the league has the capability of doing legally.
Hey, but I'll tell you this much, my nigga. Is niggas in League 2 making that much money, according to Roy Keane?
Last game of the weekend was Arsenal and Tottenham. I was giggling. I thought it was hilarious how bad Tottenham is. Nicky Van de Ven is fast as shit, though.
But that's good for him. I mean, he could have been faster to stop 3 goals going in, but he couldn't. So there's that. But yeah, Dean, the floor is yours, man. You know, me, Gabby, and Mitch. You know, talk shit about Tottenham. Talked great about Arsenal.
Wait, Dean, before you go, I have a quick thing I want to say. My favorite thing about the whole entire game was, I think Tottenham fans giving it up.
I think Arsenal giving Tottenham 2 goals in the second half just gave it the proper vibe of a North London derby, because, you know, there are no big victories for one team in a North London derby. It's going to be ding-dong the whole way, you know. And I don't know. I thought it was a very professional performance by Arsenal. Like, this is a team that can show different faces. Today, they kind of knew that, in a derby, the home team is going to come out and try to dominate the ball and all that. And Tottenham didn't really create much. I mean, there was a Romero header, I remember. I remember Son blasting it over the bar late in the first half after we were 3-0 down. Yeah. But beyond that, it's just been a bunch of whining about penalties they didn't get and shit like that. You know, like, this was, for me, a total domination. Their first goal came from our goalkeeper passing them the ball. Their second goal came from us, you know, well, technically. I don't know, man. It's not a foul. It's not a foul if you kick any ball on the field, is my position on that. Like, and Declan Rice kicked 2 balls. So for me, that was a cheap-ass call. And them niggas should not have got a free penalty off that shit. Like, is Ben Davies dead? No. He's not. The nigga can walk. So I don't see what the issue is. But really impressive performance by Arsenal. If I've already made my peace with whatever ending we get this season. If Arsenal wins out, even if they don't win out from this point, I think they've shown that they are better than they were last year. We can't be accused of bottling it because that's Liverpool's team this season. So yay. Congratulations, Liverpool. You get the Badu trophy to go with your Konko Bilo trophy. Me, on the other hand, we are looking towards the future. I am excited to be an Arsenal fan. I don't really care about the outcome this season, but if we win, I will be fucking insufferable. Yeah. Fucking insufferable. Matter of fact, y'all gonna need to kick me off the pod for real, because I don't think I'll be able to get a sentence out without cursing. Like, it's gonna be so fucking glorious.
There might not be an Arsenal pod for like until the start of next season, because I might even get my account suspended because, God,
the joy.
Man
can dream, you know.
Yeah, but
dreaming is free, bro. Dreaming is free.
But there's something.
My favorite thing about
the one thing I don't think I mentioned on the Arsenal pod was Arteta is like the fifth fastest manager to get 100 wins, basically. The names in that list is obviously Arsene Wenger, Sir Alex Ferguson, Jurgen Klopp. Like, those are the names that Arteta is among. I don't think you can have any real complaints about what Arteta has done, unless you're just a weirdo, because he has faults, obviously, and he's made some mistakes. But when you're doing stuff, and again, I think the only other managers to get 80 plus point seasons back to back in their first two seasons, again, was Arsene Wenger, I believe, and I think it was just Arsene Wenger.
Pep.
Maybe no. I don't think Pep got 80 points in his. I think he ended up with like 60 something, and he finished third that season. I remember he finished third that season, in his first season anyway. Maybe he got like 70 something. I don't know, but to my recollection anyway, I think it's just Arsene Wenger anyway. If there is somebody else, I couldn't give a fuck about them, honestly. But yeah, genuinely, like, there's no reason why you can actually make it a bone of contention, because Arteta experimented with a £65 million signing in the beginning of the season because he wasn't 100% sure on how the team would develop with him. You know, you can't be annoyed at the fact that we lost three games in, what, December or something like that, and then all of a sudden we turned it around and won 9 in a row, scoring like 50 goals in that process. You know what I mean? Oh, we can't keep that. December. You can't do that, because every team has bad patches in the season. You know, that's just the bottom line. So, yeah, Arteta, to me, can't really talk shit about him as an Arsenal fan. You can't really say, I'm annoyed. You can't. What he's given us these last 2 years is what you've been craving for. And now you have it. You don't know how to act. It's that simple.
My biggest thing is, the funniest thing that I saw in this game was Tottenham fans talking shit to Bukayo Saka right before the goal. And then he sent that assist and Saka put his ears out. That was fire. So
they did it on the other side to Declan Rice as well. Same thing happened.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe you motherfuckers should support a team that can defend set pieces before you talk shit to corner kick takers. Yeah. Just saying. You know, but big Ange don't coach.
Ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, y'all got anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Man. The Champions League this week.
Oh yeah.
Semifinals. Come on, man. And I know our teams aren't in it, but this is a big deal.
Yeah, there's a pod coming for that as well, guys. I can assure you of that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Maybe I'll be.
Me neither. Maybe. We'll see. But for myself, Tosin, I'm out. Fellas, we're out. Everyone take it easy. Peace.
I take my shirt off. Work all day, hustle and pray. Got no way to go. Got to catch my sugar. My plantation sugar. My plantation sugar. My plantation sugar. Plantain.